Venezuelans are waiting this weekend to see who can last longer, the country's president, Hugo Chavez, or the strikers who threaten to shut down the economy unless he leaves. Strikers in the oil industry have nearly cut off the fuel supply and stopped most oil exports to the United States. NPR's Jerry Haddon is in Caracas. Jerry, how much fuel is left?
No one knows for sure, but the number that you see batted around in the press and on the street and talking to taxi drivers and so forth seems to indicate two or three more days of gasoline left in the country, and that's before it runs out entirely. We're already down to only about 25% of the gas stations in the capital open, and in the countryside, the scarcity is even higher.
Interesting that the protesters who've been out on the streets for the last couple of days and the strikers who've been on strike nearly for almost 3 weeks were angry about a terrible economy, and now I guess it's on the verge of getting even worse.
Exactly, but they're gambling that this sort of pressure will win over the majority of Venezuelans and create enough political and economic pressure and perhaps even military pressure on the president to resign. Their great fear is that Hugo Chavez has dictatorial and socialist designs a la Fidel Castro. And again, you know, the protesters in all of this largely come from the middle and upper classes, the business classes, the moneyed people, the wealthy, although we are seeing more and more of the lower classes joining the strike.
When you see several hundred thousand people out on the streets as they were yesterday, I guess you have to wonder if President Chavez has enough strength left to keep his job.
There were several hundred thousand people on the street last Saturday. There were about a million during a similar protest. The latest polls I've seen indicate that Chavez enjoys about a 30% popularity rating. That would be enough if there were new elections tomorrow and he were running for him to win, but it's certainly way down from his 56 percentage point victory in 2000 when he won the presidency for a second time.
Enough for him to win because there are many political parties and you don't really need a majority to win the presidency there.
Exactly.
Jerry, I gather that the press is extremely polarized on this issue. There's a kind of propaganda war going on.
Absolutely. The media, both for and against the government here, show no objectivity whatsoever. For example, the march I mentioned from last Saturday, at which about a million people showed up, the million figure comes from the Caracas Fire Department. Now, if you had turned on that evening the state-run pro-Chavez television station, you would have heard that there were about 200,000 people there, if that. And if you turned on any of the opposition channels, you would have been told there were about 3 million people there. So that gives you a sense of how both sides and the media are trying to play up their message to the point where they'll exaggerate wildly to get their message across. And I think what's happening on television and in some newspapers is just a reflection of how polarized the society in general is right now.
Jerry, you mentioned that there's only a couple of days, perhaps, of fuel left in Venezuela. This is traditionally an oil exporting country, but I gather now that they're kind of reaching offshore to try to get some oil to save themselves.
Well, what happened when the strike began on December 2nd, several tankers were trapped in Venezuelan waters. One of those is filled with gasoline, and that tanker was taken over by the government, and foreign crews were brought in to try to pilot that vessel safely into harbor. I've been watching television today and seeing live images of that ship actually beginning to move. So that means if they can get it to dock and they can get that gasoline safely off into tanker trucks and move it around the country, President Chavez will have bought himself some time.
You're watching a live shot of the tanker as it moves, and it's kind of the Venezuelan equivalent of those helicopter shots of freeway chases in Los Angeles or something.
That's right, except the camera's moving much more slowly.
NPR's Jerry Haddon in Caracas. Jerry, thanks very much.
Thank you.